Welcome to the Fluid Motion Agility Podcast, where I, Amanda Nelson, cover a wide range of topics from agility all the way to health and nutrition, as well as answering any of your questions. Thank you for listening. Welcome to the very first Fluid Motion Podcast. I've actually gotten quite a few requests to do some sort of podcast or something along that nature. So here we are. This is our very first episode, and we're just going to see how it goes. See if this is something that people really like and if this is where we want to go. So our first episode is I'm going to talk about confidence in the agility dog. So I talk about this a lot, especially in my Patreon group. When it comes to distance work, when it comes to teaching your dogs how to move away from you, and distance work is just that. It's teaching your dog how to leave your space, move away from you. But the thing with distance work, the thing with teaching your dog to move away from you, distance work is just testing what you have taught your dog. Okay, so if I have taught my dog how to perform a contact, okay, so let's say an A-frame. I've taught my dog how to perform the A-frame and how to perform the contact, okay? So my behavior is a two-on, two-off. If I have taught my dog that and I have taught them well, and what I mean by well is that my dog knows how to do that contact, whether I am running next to them, whether I am, you know, moving forward, moving ahead of them, behind them, I can do all these various things. Well, one of the things that we do to test a contact is start adding distance, right? We start, can my dog do this contact when I'm 5 feet away? Can my dog do this contact when I'm 10 feet away? So distance is testing the skill you have taught. And that's huge, okay? Testing that skill, testing what you have taught, a lot of times that's where people have such a hard time with distance work. It's not because their dog doesn't want to move away from them. It's not because their dog doesn't want to quote unquote do distance. It's that their dog might not understand the skill that they are being asked to perform at that distance. So if my dog doesn't understand how to perform their contact with me within 10 feet of my dog, right? That's the most that my dog is able to do, is 10 feet of distance away from my A-frame contact. How can I ask my dog to do that contact from 25 feet away, right? Because distance is testing what you have taught. That is the key takeaway with distance. So when it comes to teaching your dog confidence, for distance, when I start teaching my dogs distance work and I'm adding distance into their training, all I'm doing is proofing what I've taught. Okay, so I am proofing that A-frame contact. I am proofing, does my dog understand what a switch is from 10 feet away, 20 feet away, 30 feet away? All that is doing is testing it. So when I say we need to build confidence in our dogs, we need to build, you know, that confidence, what we're doing is building confidence in the skill they are performing. That we are building confidence in, they know how to do that switch from 15 feet away. No questions asked. That's what we're building. That is how we attain distance work, is building that confidence, teaching my dog, okay, my dog understands how to do that switch. And this is why I ask my students all the time. We talk about it in the Patreon group all the time. Okay, your dog understands how to do that A-frame contact, and you are, say, 10 feet away, okay? And you can run past the contact, you can stop, you can, you know, be behind the dog, in front of the dog. You know, you're proofing that contact. You're building your dog's confidence on that skill, that is the skill you want. Two on, two off, period. Okay, no matter, you know, what you're doing as a handler. But now, can your dog also do that skill with you 10 feet away while somebody is throwing a ball in the arena? Can your dog do that skill while, you know, your best friend and their dog, and, you know, they play together every Sunday, is over there playing tug and all excited? Will your dog do that? You know, those are all trial situations. You know, how many times you've been to a trial and there is somebody playing with toys, there is somebody being excited, you know, things like that. That is all proofing, and that's all part of building confidence. So I'm going to use Wally as an example. He knows how to do a switch in my backyard like nobody's business, right? And he can do it. I'm proofing it. He can do it from about 15 feet away right now. But what he cannot do is a switch with all his adrenaline surging, which is what happens in a trial. You know, we hear it all the time. You know, my dog does so well in the backyard, not well in the trial. Well, a trial is adding another layer of proofing. You have to add that layer into your proofing, because a trial is adding, for some dogs, intense adrenaline, right? For Wally, it's a lot of adrenaline and he doesn't know what to do with all that adrenaline. Some dogs, it adds stress. They get anxious, they get nervous, people watching them, other dogs watching them. You know, you as a handler get nervous, and that adds another layer into it. Those are all things that add into it. So right now, never in a million years would I ask Wally to do a switch from 15 feet away in a trial, because yeah, he can do it in my backyard just fine, but he cannot do it in a trial situation, right? So because of all that adrenaline, because we're adding all that adrenaline. So why would I ask him to do that? So that's part of building that confidence, is that you need to be able to look at your dog and go, okay, you know, my dog is doing this really well in the backyard, but when I do go to a trial situation, you know, that adrenaline or that stress or the anxiousness or whatever it may be for your dog, they can't do that. We can't test that skill right now because my dog can't do that. Hopefully that makes sense. Ask questions. You know, if this doesn't make sense, make sure and ask questions, because in the next episode we can answer questions. Look at distance. Look at, you know, teaching your dog distance and the skills needed for distance, not as, oh, I need to now teach my dog how to do a pinwheel from 40 feet away. Look at it as, does my dog have the confidence to do that pinwheel from 40 feet away? And does my dog understand how to do that pinwheel from 40 feet away? Does my dog honestly know the skills to perform that? To perform that behavior, does my dog honestly have those skills? That's what you need to look at. Do they have the skills? Do they have the confidence? If your dog understands the skill that is being asked, and I spend a lot of time proofing and making sure my dog fully understands the skill. If my dog fully understands the skill that is being asked and has the confidence to perform that skill, that's when I can start testing that skill by adding distance. That is the key to distance. Look at distance in a different light. Don't look at it as another thing that you teach your dog, no different than I'm teaching my dog weave pulls or a contact. Don't look at it in that manner. Look at it as a layer of proofing. Look at it as a way to test the skills that you are teaching your dog, or that you have taught your dog. Thank you for listening to the Fluid Motion Agility Podcast. Be sure to check out the Fluid Motion Agility website at www.fluidmotionagility.com, as well as our Patreon group at www.patreon.com/fluidmotion. Our Patreon group is a monthly subscription where you have full access to be able to ask questions, post videos, as well as view hundreds of lessons, videos, classes, unedited training sessions with me, and so much more, starting at only $10 a month. Thanks, everyone, and thank you for supporting Fluid Motion and listening.